You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast on this beautiful start to your Tuesday morning. Hope you guys are having a nice drive to work, drive safe. Obviously, you're listening to Locked On Broncos to get you there. Appreciate you guys that are also going to be listening to this episode at your 2 o'clock feeling this afternoon on your way home from work. Drive safely. Appreciate you guys tuning in week in and week out. I'd like to welcome all new listeners of the Locked On Broncos podcast today. Welcome to the show. Hope we can keep you around for the best coverage of all things orange and blue. Bringing it to you here on a bite-sized daily Broncos podcast. 30 minutes or less of the best Broncos news, analysis, and coverage. All things orange and blue brought to you by your host, Cody Rourke. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I'm an NFL analyst covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos. I also do some work on the side for predominantlyorange.com as a columnist with a great group of writers and staff members over there. A lot of great work. Check them out, predominantlyorange.com. But let's jump into today's episode, which is brought to you by our good friends over there at MyBookie. Today's episode of the show, we're going to talk about the Broncos head coaching search as it nears its end. We're going to talk about two of the favorite candidates right now that I'm being told are the front runners for the Broncos head coaching job, and that expectation, that announcement should be announced here by the end of the week. Very excited about that. The Broncos won't waste any time getting started with some of the changes that they have for their organization. We're going to talk about that, segment number one. Segments number two and segments number three, we're going to take a look at the coaching staff that is currently representing the Denver Broncos. What offensive assistants, defensive assistants on the roster, on the staff, can the Broncos retain, whether it's Mike Munchak being the head coach, Vic Fangio, Chuck Pagano, Zach Taylor, Brian Flores. All the options are on the table. We're going to analyze how the coaches did this year in getting the Broncos prepared. Obviously, the season didn't end the way they wanted it to, ending at a 6-10 record, but the Broncos do have a lot of good young coaches that are going to make an impact for this team going forward. So we're going to kind of play a little bit of a game here. We're going to analyze which coaches might stay depending on the head coaching's change and which coaches will, you know, be gone. You know, so that's going to be an interesting key. So let's get started with it here with segment number one. Obviously, news of Monday evening, we found out that Broncos general manager and executive vice president of football operations, John Elway, he stayed in Chicago. The plane wasn't scheduled to leave till later. He had dinner last night with Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears. Bears coming off of a tough 16-15 loss in Sunday's wild card round matchup. Fangio also met with Bears players for his end of the season meeting with the team. That's something that's normal, so a lot of people don't read too much into that. But it's going to be very interesting here because, as Mike Kliss of Nine News pointed out, the last interviewee that the Broncos have had in their head coaching searches is the guy who ended up getting the job. And right now there's a lot of traction, a lot of steam for Vic Fangio being the next head coach for the Denver Broncos. I'm being told right now within the organization, it is between Mike Munchak and Vic Fangio that is the most heated. They have the most traction and they have a lot of NFL experience. Each coach there has over 30 plus years of experience coaching in the National Football League. That's a lot. And, you know, Munchak has 3 years of head coaching experience. It didn't quite work out in Tennessee. He had Jake Locker as his quarterback. They didn't have really a strong roster really built around them at that time. And, you know, there are some concerns about being able to manage guys. But from what I've been told from other people around the National Football League is Mike Munchak is a very respected coach. He's a guy that can definitely lead a group of men. And he's done a phenomenal job as an O-line coach. He's transformed the offensive line for every team he's been on as a coach, whether it be head coach or whether it be an assistant as a position coach. He's done that. And the Broncos could use a little bit of that energy on the offensive line. Now, the difference between when you get him, you know, more than likely you're going to bring in a young offensive coordinator, or it's going to be Gary Kubiak, which I'm being told the Broncos right now want Gary Kubiak in that role, in an offensive role, whether it be a coordinator or some kind of senior, you know, and whatever it could be, what kind of senior role. It's going to be a crucial role for Gary Kubiak within this Broncos Broncos organization, the offensive side of the ball. That's going to be an interesting dynamic to see how that turns out. So with Mike Munchak, you know, it's almost a guarantee that you would have a guy like Gary Kubiak as your OC, and you'd have to almost decipher and bringing in a defensive coordinator or keeping Joe Woods. Now, if the Broncos decide to go with Vic Fangio, at this point, he would have a major, major hand. He would keep his hand on that defense, which would more than likely mean that Joe Woods would probably not return to the Broncos as a defensive coordinator. Fangio would keep that Broncos defense intact, and he would put them in positions, obviously personnel-wise, and it could entice some free agents to come to Denver, or guys looking for free agency to possibly stay in Denver. That's kind of a big selling factor for Fangio, because the Broncos defense has been the strong point for many years. If that is the case, Gary Kubiak would more than likely slide into that offensive coordinator role for the team. As we've seen, special teams coach Tom McMahon would also remain with the team. That is the expectation within the organization. They were very, very impressed with what Tom McMahon was able to do this season, transforming what was a bottom-ranked special teams unit under Brock Olivaux last year into a pretty darn good special teams unit in terms of coverage and kicking and punting efficiency. You know, working with, you had Marquette King, who was injured and just wasn't working out, and Colby Wideman turned it on late in the year for the Broncos. He's very, very effective as a punter, did a good job. The Broncos have to improve offensively, and they're working on Gary Kubiak being the guy to fix that and obviously be part of the solution there. So expect those guys there. We're going to talk about the Broncos coaching staff, which guys stay, which guys go, here in segments number two and segments number three, coming up in just a moment. But before we get into that, I got to tell you guys about MyBookie. NFL playoffs are here, and it is time to get in on all the action with MyBookie. The divisional round starts this weekend, and it is featuring some very, very big matchups. And unlike the regular season where you have all these games, you only have four games in the offseason during this playoff stretch in a divisional round. So your opportunities for making money double big time with MyBookie. Don't be that guy with no rooting interest as your relatives and your friends sit around watching the games. Not this year, when Super Bowl 53 is just around the corner. It really is the most wonderful time of the year in terms of fantasy sports and betting, and make sure that you are ready for the daily action of that by signing up for MyBookie today. They pay you fast when you win, and the ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest props and perks in the industry. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you don't want to make money during the bowl season, then you know what? Sit on it, on the action. But if you want to make money during bowl season, the playoffs, you got to go to MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for bowl season. All you got to do is use promo code LOCKEDON25. That's one word, LOCKEDON, the number two, the number five, when you deposit to activate this offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON25. And at MyBookie, you play, you win, and you get paid. All right, now we got to take a look at the Broncos coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball here in segment number one. We're going to take a look at which coaches are currently on, you know, obviously on the staff that are pending once the new head coach is hired, whether or not they stay or whether or not they go. And we're going to take a deep dive into that with the offensive side of the ball. So let's take a look at offensive coordinator. Regardless, more so than likely, it is expected that Bill Musgrave is out as the Broncos offensive coordinator, no matter who they hire as the head coach, whether it be Vic Fangio or Mike Munchak. Bill Musgrave is expected to be on his way out the door in Denver. And a big question mark to that really was that the expectation with Bill Musgrave coming into the season was he had a lot of offensive talent, a lot of offensive firepower to work with. However, his offense became very, very predictable late. Not even late, I'd say midseason, probably about week four, week five. It became a little bit more predictable. Teams started scheming and taking away Broncos' options, and it also helped defenses on the opposing team schedule and try to figure out how they were going to stop the Broncos' offense when it was just Philip Lindsay, when Emmanuel Sanders went out with his Achilles injury, and the Broncos had to rely on their young wide receivers. They would go man coverage on the wide receivers. They'd play zone on one side, man on the other side. They'd roll to different types of coverages over Cortland Sutton's side of the field, and they would just pinch the interior gaps and play edge contain, and they did a good job of that, containing Philip Lindsay. They wanted to force Philip Lindsay to run on the inside, and just didn't work out for the Broncos. They had to go a little bit more so at the beginning of the year. The Broncos had a lot lot of success running the ball inside when Royce Freeman started. He was more so the power elusive type guy. And then Philip Lindsay was the guy that was just going to break away from everybody on the outside on stretch, toss, counter plays, a lot of those things. And he'd occasionally bust on an inside A gap or B gap run and spring to daylight. Well, the Broncos offense really kind of regressed as the season went forward, and Bill Musgrave simply got out coached in a lot of those games. It is expected Gary Kubiak, like I talked about in the last segment, he will take over offensive play calling responsibilities in 2019. That is the expectation as of right now, which that could always change, but from what I'm hearing, the Broncos really want Gary Kubiak back as an offensive coordinator. And at quarterbacks, you have Mike Sullivan as a QB coach, and this is kind of the move where I don't know what the Broncos will decide to do there. You know, this could be one of those situations where you see if Mike Sullivan is let go and Gary Kubiak is brought in, let's say, as the offensive coordinator, we could see Clint Kubiak being promoted from his offensive assistant, you know, being an assistant quarterback coach, to becoming the quarterback's coach and working with Case Keenum and who they have at the quarterback position. That would be a very, very big role for Clint Kubiak, who's very, very smart. He's an up-and-coming coach here in the National Football League. You know, when you've been around football your whole life with your family, with your dad playing, and then your dad getting into coaching, it's easy to see how Clint Kubiak is kind of following in that, in the footsteps of his father. That's going to be interesting to kind of keep nine. It is expected within the Broncos organization, according to Mike Kliss of Nine News, that Curtis Modkins, the running backs coach, will be retained on the staff. He did a phenomenal job with Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay, and they have a lot of high praise for him and what he's done with that running back group. And even some of the young guys, even Devontae Booker, he had a resurgent type of year despite having struggles last season, despite having some struggles here in this preseason. He was a big guy that came up big, and Curtis Modkins has done a phenomenal job developing that running back group. And Philip Lindsay coming in from a sixth guy on the depth chart in training camp to the number one running back on the depth chart by week seven. You know, that's been a huge thing for Philip Lindsay, and really goes to the development of Curtis Modkins as a position coach. They're more than likely going to retain him. Another guy they're willing to retain that's done a phenomenal job is wide receivers coach Zach Azani, and he's done phenomenal with this young receiving core. You had Demaryius Thomas, you had Emmanuel Sanders throughout the season. You know, Demaryius Thomas was traded. Emmanuel Sanders became the number one wide receiver. Cortland Sutton had to step up, become the number two wide receiver. And what he's done with these young guys, especially Deshaun Hamilton and Tim Patrick, can't be spoken for enough. His development there has been huge. He's a huge accountability guy. He's a huge process guy. The Broncos are very high on Zach Azani, and it's more than likely he will stay on staff, which would be a huge win for the Broncos organization. You don't want a guy like that who's a really great young and up-and-coming coach who also had a chance to maybe interview for the head coaching job at Central Michigan this offseason. You know, he's a guy that's staying around, and they don't want to lose him. So Zach Azani more than likely staying. And tight ends, you have Jeep Christ right now. It's kind of unknown whether or not Jeep Christ would remain with the Denver Broncos or not. The tight ends did develop rather nicely this year. We saw, obviously, Brian Parker step up. We saw Matt Lacoste step up after Jake Butt and Jeff Heuerman went down with injury. Troy Fumagalli went down with injury in training camp. So more than likely, we could see Jeep Christ return as the tight ends coach. It's going to be an interesting thing, though, when it's all said and done. When we talk about offensive line, Sean Coogler is a sought-out candidate for NFL organizations right now. They want to interview him. The Broncos have blocked those interviews because they want to give a chance for the new head coach to come in and make this decision on who to keep and obviously who to let go and pursue other job opportunities. Sean Coogler did a phenomenal job with the Broncos offensive line overall. They were much tougher this year. They battled a lot of different injuries to major players, and they filled in guys that did a lot of things, essentially playing with four tackles on the offensive line all year long. Hats off to him and Chris Strasser on the offensive line. Those guys are more than likely to be retained. We talked about Clint Kubiak, offensive assistant quarterbacks coach. More than likely, he will remain on the roster with the Broncos as long as Gary is still around. The Broncos are really high on Clint Kubiak. Very knowledgeable guy. More than likely, he's going to stay. So we're going to get into the defensive side of the ball and obviously take a look at special teams, strength and conditioning coaches on the Broncos coaching staff. Who stays, who goes, coming up here in segment number three. But if you got a smart speaker for Christmas, whether that be an Amazon Alexa or whether that be a Google Home device, if you're in your household and you want to listen to a Locked On Podcast Network and podcast, you want to listen to Locked On Broncos, say, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, play podcast, Locked On Broncos, and it'll pop it right into your device. It'll play on your speaker. You can control it with your voice, and you can listen wherever you go. And you can also tell your phone that. Whatever your smart assistant is on your phone, you just tell them, hey, whoever it may be, play podcast Locked On Broncos, delivered right to your phone, hands-free driving, safe driving, get to work, listen to the show, have fun with it with the Locked On Podcast Network. Now looking at the defensive side of the ball for the Broncos and their coaching staff that they had this year, the Broncos defense was primarily their strong point all season long. You can make a case between them and special teams for having the most consistency. Though the Broncos struggled in several games, giving up big yardage to receivers, big yardage to tight ends, big yardages to running backs earlier in the season, the Broncos defense had bent a lot but also didn't break. The Broncos lost a lot of games within 7 points or less. They were very dominant outside of several games this season, and that is a promising note because last year the Broncos lost a lot of games by a lot of points, and defensively it didn't look good. But their defensive staff, in my opinion, has a ton of promise. There are a lot of good guys there, I think, that can make a difference if they are to remain intact on staff. However, like I said, if Vic Fangio is brought in as the head coach for the Denver Broncos, defensive coordinator Joe Woods would more than likely find his way out of that job unless he's willing to work alongside Vic Fangio. It's really up to Fangio at this point, but the philosophy, the system, and the style that Fangio has had to build successful NFL defenses, that would be the formula for the Denver Broncos, and more than likely Fangio would have his hand massively on this Broncos defense all season long, more than likely in that coordinator type role as well as the head coach and being able to coordinate the defense. He would more than likely do that. That would be a huge thing for the Broncos. We saw how good his defense was in Chicago with some key players and as well as some young guys that are promising, and he really developed them very well. More than likely that would mean the Broncos would retain Bill Collar, who's one of the fiercest coaches in the National Football League. Very, very solid reputation around the league. Well-renowned, very aggressive coaching style. He's loud, he's explicit, and players love that about Bill Collar. And, you know, you have to have thick skin to be able to be coached by him, according to Derek Wolfe and other guys. He's a tough guy, he's intimidating, but he gets the best out of that defensive line. That's why the Broncos' defensive line has been productive. They've been nasty, they've been aggressive, and it really kind of resonates with that mentality that Bill Collar has installed. You have Chris Beek as an assistant D-line coach. Right now, it's unsure whether or not Reggie Herring would be back with the Broncos. I'd anticipate that he would be back unless, let's say, for example, if Fangio were hired, they'd bring in the linebackers coach for the Chicago Bears as a possibility. Sometimes defensive coordinators would like to bring some of the guys that have some of the lineage of their terminology on the staff. They'd kind of want that a little bit. Right now, it'd be uncertain whether or not the Broncos would bring back defensive backs coaches, Marcus Robertson, who coaches safeties, and Greg Williams, who coaches cornerbacks. And I tell you what, Greg Williams, despite the depth that he had at corner this year, despite injuries, despite losing Aqib Talib, despite losing Chris Harris Jr., despite all that and all the struggles and injuries to Tremaine Brock all throughout training camp, he did a lot with the little guys that he had. He was very instrumental in the development of Isaac Yiadom. Isaac Yiadom started turning it on late in the season. I've talked to Greg Williams. He's a very big fan of Isaac Yiadom. He describes Yiadom as a technician, a coachable guy that asks a lot of questions, that's the first guy out there. He's the last guy to leave. He's always working on technique before and after practice. That's the type of guy that defensive coordinators want to coach. Joe Woods has alluded to that many times this year. Greg Williams done a phenomenal job. Marcus Robertson, in my opinion, has done a decent job with the safeties there, with Justin Simmons and Will Parks especially being one of the guys that has really stood out for the Broncos this year. He rose into a role and he really started turning eyes and turning heads this season late in the year as it progressed, and he happened to be a guest here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. But Marcus Robertson, right now, regarding who's brought in as head coach, right now those two coaches, their uncertainty on being back or not is up in the air. We'll have you covered when we find find out more about that as well. More than likely, DeMarcus Ware would remain on the team as a pass rush consultant with the outside linebackers and Von Miller and whoever they have there. Shane Ray expected to go elsewhere this season. Shaquille Barrett expected to test the free agency market, so don't expect him back in a Broncos uniform this year. So it's going to be Bradley Chubb and Von Miller doing a majority of the workload for the Denver Broncos at the outside linebacker position, Jeff Holland being a guy they want to develop as well. On the special teams side of the ball, Tom McMahon will remain as the Broncos special teams coordinator, like we mentioned earlier. What he was able to do to come in and transform that unit to be very cohesive, very productive, has been huge. And Chris Gould, assistant special teams coach, has also been monumental in that fashion as well. So those two guys are expected to remain on staff. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's really going to be up to the head coach and the guys he really wants to bring in. It's expected that Lauren Lando, the strength and conditioning coach, is expected to be retained as well for the Denver Broncos, regardless of who is brought in as the head coach. And the Broncos are expected to announce their head coach by the end of this week. I'm told they're obviously mulling over the options. You don't want to make an immediate decision right away unless you absolutely know it is the best fit. And right now, the two hot leading candidates, Fangio and Munchak, and we're expecting an announcement at any point, and we'll have you updated over here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Stay tuned for more details. We'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the show as we start gearing up towards our position overview episodes. We're going to start recapping position groups and rate them and grade them on how they did, talk about standout players, which players disappointed and, you know, didn't meet the expectations that we all had for them. We talk about that in our position review starting this week here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke. You can give me a follow on Twitter at @CodyRourkeNFL. Please leave a review on iTunes. Once I reach 10,000 followers on Twitter and once we reach 100 reviews here, we're at 91 reviews on iTunes. Once we reach 100, we're going to start the process for the jersey giveaway. If you're a Locked On Broncos listener, if you're an NFL listener, we're going to do a contest. And if you've left a review on iTunes with your Twitter handle, you will be automatically entered into every single contest giveaway that we do over here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Once again, we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the show.